Hi, good to be with you today. Congratulations, mamas, grandmas. Perhaps you don't have your mom still on earth with you. I read something the other day. It said, sadness is not being able to hug your mom or call your mom on Mother's Day. And I understand that. But what I do is I say, Jesus, please give my mom a hug today. And he will do that for you. I love the worship this morning. Thank you guys for setting us up. Thank you for bringing the presence of God. I love to see young ladies on the drums. I love that. And girl, I just set you free. I just set you free in Jesus' name to just rock it on those drums. My granddaughter is 8 years old, and she is wicked on the drums already. And she's going to be a mighty woman of God. I'm coming to you from, a week ago I got home from a trip to Jordan and then into northern India, working in unreached people groups. It was an amazing time. It was my first time to go into both of those countries. I was spying out the land in Jordan, and I found the heavens very open. Jesus loves Jordan. And you know, when the heavens were opened up over Jesus when he was baptized in the Jordan River, the heavens never closed. And Jordan, as you probably know, is receiving, it's a nation of refugees, receiving refugees from Syria, from Iraq, from Sudan, Somalia, you just name it, you'll find people from all those countries. They're doing an amazing job. And what I was really impressed with is that I met women. I met women in both of these countries that are just really going for God. And I just call them warrior women. Warrior women. I was in northern part of, I don't know if it was northern or not. I went to a city in Jordan where there are mostly Syrian refugees there, just outside of the second largest refugee camp in the whole world. And 70,000 families are living in this city. I went to a church, about 75 adults in this church. But that church is looking after and reaching out to 500 Syrian families that are now in that city. And I met a young lady, single gal. I met this young lady, and she was so full of God. And you know what? She's looking after 50 families herself. That means she visits them. That means she takes food hampers. That means she prays with them. And she has started a Sunday school for these Syrian children. Now, I've got to tell you, most of them are Muslim. Most of them are Muslim. This is very dangerous for them to be doing what they're doing. And they wouldn't allow me to take any pictures or anything. I was in a room with over 100 children. And I'll tell you, I've heard kids sing with all their heart. But I have never seen kids so involved, so engaged, singing and worshiping Jesus. Singing about Jesus. And my dear translator that had gone with me, she's in tears, and she said, Elsie, these are Muslim kids. These are Muslim kids. And she said, they're singing about Jesus. They're all going to love Jesus. They're all going to know Jesus. And then they stood up and they quoted verses from the Bible that obviously they'd been learning at home. There were probably 15 moms that had come along with them. And all of this is happening because a young lady said, I'm going to reach into the Syrian community, even if it's very dangerous for us. I met a lady in the Iraqi clinic in Amman, a doctor, and she said, I pray for my patients. They come in, I help them. But she said, I pray for my patients. And 2 weeks ago, we prayed for a man that was blind. And 2 days later, he recovered his sight. It wasn't instant, but 2 days later, he opened up his eyes and he had his sight. And he said, I must find that person that prayed for me and thank you and thank them. And that person said, no, don't thank me. Thank Jesus, because he's the one that healed you. I was in a Filipino service. I tell you, I love the Filipinos. They're just full of life. I was in a Filipino service in Amman. And they were talking about a missionary that they've got over in Syria. A single gal went by herself, felt led to go to Syria, and she's working over there. She's raised up a big church. And sometimes they have their meetings on the roof, because the roofs are flat, on the roof of the building, and there's missiles flying over their heads. She's a warrior, a real warrior. I met Suhaila, who said, "Elsie, I am so grieved that we have so many poor people here in Jordan, poor people, and all this help is coming in for the refugees, and it's good that it's coming in, but nobody's bringing in help for my people." And she said, "I've started a ministry called Love Ministry, and they do garage sales and all that kind of stuff, raising money to help the poor of Jordan." And then I was in northern India amongst unreached people groups with a young lady and her husband, and they're from our ACOP, that have started factories there. Factories so they can get as many people into the factories to work on the artisan stuff, so then they can come into the influence of the kingdom of God and be affected by the kingdom of God. I met young women that now have dignity. They have dignity and respect because they're getting paid well for their work. Their artisan work, their handicrafts are beautiful. And they feel good about themselves. And now they're being able to pay tuition so that their children can go to school, so that their kids will not end up in child labor, so that kids can get a good education. And I just see Jesus raising up warrior women. And today the theme is about women. Now, men, you're allowed to listen, and you're allowed to take it in, because God wants warrior men as well. But I want to just direct it this morning to the women. Our God is a warrior. Do you know that? One of the names of God is Jehovah Sabaoth, and that means the Lord of the armies of heaven. And that name is mentioned 261 times in the Bible. Exodus 15:3 says, "The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name." He's a warrior. He's a fighter. He's not a wimp. He stands up for justice. His throne is founded on justice. God is a God of justice. He's a warrior. Revelation 19 says that Jesus is coming back as a warrior, riding a white horse, wearing a blood-stained garment, and leading a mighty army with a sword in his hand. What is a warrior? What is a warrior? A warrior is one who stands between what they hold dear and what threatens it. Men, I would say you're all warriors. I hope you're all warriors. Hope you stand in between your family that you love and what threatens your family. Women, warriors, God is calling the women to rise up as warriors. We stand in between what we love. Our husbands, our marriages, our community, our children. We stand in between what we love and what threatens what we love. Jesus holds women very dear to his heart. Jesus is a warrior, and he stands in between what threatens you, what comes against you, because he loves you. He holds, now I'm speaking specifically to women, but again, I say this is for you guys too. Jesus holds women very dear to his heart. In Bible times, he loved women and treated them with great respect and dignity. He fought for women's rights. Christianity was the best thing that ever happened to women. Don't you believe the feminists who will say that Christianity brought a burden to women? It is not the truth. Christianity is the best thing that ever happened to women. It elevated women, and it set them free in many ways. In the Roman Greco Jewish culture, women were regarded as socially and spiritually inferior. Every time the Jewish rabbi stood up in a temple meeting, he would say these words, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, for thou hast not made me a woman." That makes me mad. Sort of riles me up, right? Jews were not allowed to speak to a woman in public unless she was a family member. And Jesus, as you know, broke that law. Jesus likes to break the rules. Jesus loves to break the rules when they are against what the kingdom of God stands for. And Jesus broke the rules because he spoke to the Samaritan woman in a public place. And remember when his disciples came back from looking for food, they were amazed that he was talking to a woman in public. Not just a woman, but a Samaritan woman, a half-breed, a totally low-class type of a woman. But that one encounter with Jesus changed that Samaritan woman's life. And you know, Jesus invites us to come into his presence and have encounters with him. And I tell you, ladies, one encounter will change your life. One encounter will change your life. When I was 11 years old, I had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and I met him as my Lord and Savior, and it changed my life. And you might be visiting this morning, and maybe you're just a guest, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I say today, he's got a really good gift for you, Mama. He's got a really good gift for you. He's got forgiveness, and he's got eternal life. A life in abundance to give to you. The rabbinic law stated, let the words of the Torah be burned rather than taught to a woman. In other words, women were not allowed to be taught the Torah or the law. Women were not allowed it. But we find Mary, where was Mary? Sitting at the feet of Jesus with the men listening. And learning and receiving the word of God. And Jesus said she chose the best part. It's a real privilege to have the word of God. You know, there's many countries that cannot freely, openly read this word. In the countries I was just in, people have to be very careful. If they change their faith and they become a Christian, they have to hide this word, or maybe they don't even have it. What a privilege to have the word. Women, we're not going to become warriors unless we know the word of God. We have this word. We can freely read it. We can freely follow it. We can freely declare it. Besides his male disciples, Jesus had many women who followed him. He had followers who were women. And some of them supported him financially, like Joanna, like Susanna. His mother Mary followed him. She was one of his most faithful followers. And she stayed with him right up to the cross. Man, I often think about that as a mother. How she felt. And did she even totally understand what was happening? She was faithful. Mary Magdalene was a disciple of Jesus. And she was the first one that Jesus appeared to after his resurrection. She was chosen to go and take the good news of the resurrection to the disciples. She was actually sent as an apostle. She was a sent one that day. And I just want to say, women, God is choosing women, young women, older women. God is choosing women, and he's saying, go. He's saying, go. Go. Maybe some of you are sitting here this morning, and you said, God, I had a call on my life when I was younger to go to Africa or go to a nation, and I never did it. Instead, I chose to get married. I chose to have children. It's okay. It's okay. But I tell you, it's not too late. You can be 50, you can be 60, you can be 70, you can be 80, and you can go. You can go. It's not too late. God is calling women, warrior women, to rise up and to answer the call. Some of you are called just to reach out to your neighbors here round about you. Whole world is surrounding us here. Don't have to go over to Jordan to the refugee camps. We got it right here. Christianity changed the treatment of women because Jesus loved them and he fought for them. Jesus taught women as much as men. Jesus healed women as much as men. Jesus died for women as much as for men. And he is not willing that any should perish, man or woman, in whatever country they might live. Jesus declared equal worth and value of men and women. Because of Jesus and his teachings, men were commanded to love their wives and to treat them well. Child brides were done away with in Jewish custom. He stood against polygamy, which demeans women. All you have to do is visit some nations today where Christianity is not the religion that is followed in that country. And you will still see backwardness. You will still see torture of women. You will still see severe restrictions and cruelty to women. Believe me. I sat in a mall in Dubai. Dubai is a very progressive country. I sat in a mall in Dubai with my host. And a lady went past, and she was wearing a burqa, you know, a full covering. But this burqa was very different. It had a long train, like a bride would have a long train, that kind of a thing. It had a long train that swept along behind her. And my host said, "Do you know why she's wearing such a long train, Elsie?" And I said, "No, don't have a clue." And he said, "Because the train comes along behind her and it sweeps away every footstep, every footprint that she leaves. It will erase her presence from being here totally. It's like she was never here. It's like she was not important. It was like she can't make a difference." I thought, Jesus says, women, you are important. He came to set us free and to give us his abundant life. And when you come to faith in Christ, when you repent of your sin and surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, he, the warrior king, comes to dwell in you. You become a warrior's daughter. His DNA is in you. You become a warrior. A Christian means anointed one. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. If you are a Christian this morning, you are anointed. There is the anointing of the Most High God that rests on you and rests in you, and that anointing is there for a purpose. Not just to give you the nice feelings, the shakes, the heebie-jeebies, the fall on the floor, the feeling warm. It's on you to give you power to change things. It's on you to anoint you, to send you forth, to empower you. Jesus did not come to this earth. He did not live his life. He did not go to the cross. He did not die on the cross. He did not go to the tomb. He did not raise again just so that we could be nice people. Forget it. Jesus has not called men or women to be nice people. When I die, I don't want anybody to put on my tombstone, "Elsie Welch was a nice person." No. Elsie Welch was dangerous. Elsie Welch pushed into the kingdom of darkness by the power of God and made a difference and changed things. Jesus didn't come to make you nice. He came to make you dangerous. Men, women, young ladies, Jesus Christ did not come to make you nice. He came to make you dangerous to the enemy, to the kingdom of darkness. Jesus came to make us dangerous, somebody who doesn't pray scared prayers, but prays scary prayers. It's time to change scared prayers into scary prayers. Satan, you cannot have my children. You are not going to have my children. Take your hands off my kids. You have no right to mess with my family. Satan, you cannot have my marriage. My marriage is not going to end up in divorce like my mother and father did. You cannot have it. Back off, Satan, by the power of the word of Jesus Christ. Satan, you will not knock me out with depression and oppression. I am not a victim. I am a victor. I won't live in the past anymore. I choose to live today. I choose to live today. You do have a choice. You can be a warrior or you can be a prisoner of war. Did you hear that? You have a choice. You can be a warrior or you can be a prisoner of war. Captured by the enemy a long time ago and still being held in his clutches, in your mind, in your spirit. You know what? Satan doesn't care what happened in your past. The past is gone. He knows that. What he is scared about is your future. He's scared about your future. He's scared about all you guys here in Gideon's call. He's scared about your future. He doesn't care what kind of mistakes you made in the past. He's scared about you following Jesus Christ. He's scared about what you and Jesus can do together. Is the enemy attacking you? Are you going through something right now? I know a lot of people are. Is the enemy attacking you? Your health, your children, your finances, your dreams. My question is, what is he afraid of that he is attacking you? He's only attacking you because you are dangerous. He's only attacking you because he's afraid of what you have the potential to do. We are in a battle. If you are going through hell, just keep on going. Don't camp out. Don't stay there. Don't keep posting it on Facebook. Don't keep talking about it. Just keep going. Don't camp out. Keep walking through. You will get through. And you know, he does give beauty for ashes. He does give gold when you walk through the fire. You will come out stronger and better if you just keep going. Don't camp out. Keep on walking. And how do you just open up a pathway ahead of you by declaring the word of God, by speaking the word of God, declaring the word of God over the situation. This is our sword of the Spirit. It is a powerful weapon when we use it properly. I was in Amman, in an Iraqi home. On the wall was a Muslim sword, and it was framed. It was, like, I guess, a very special sword. It was on the wall. And I was looking at it, and the Iraqi father said, "We're renting this house. This is not my sword." He said, "This is my sword." I've got the best picture of this Iraqi man that looks like Omar Sharif, and he's holding the Bible up like that against that sword. And I thought, that sword loses, because this sword is powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I heard, because we went into homes of Iraqis, we took food hampers in, I heard stories. I heard stories. I saw tears. I heard stories. My father was killed in the house right in front of me. A bomb came and hit the house. My husband was shot in front of me. We were fleeing in our car with our stuff. ISIS stopped us, and they took away our car. They took away all our stuff. But they left us to live. Not always that situation. When I was in Turkey last year, I talked to people coming out of Iraq. They said, "We walked 4 days and 4 nights without food, without water. We walked at nighttime and slept in the daytime because that's the only way it was safe. We walked from Iraq across Syria and into Turkey. It didn't matter who we talked to. It didn't matter how atrocious their situation had been. They all ended up saying, but we have Jesus. We lost everything. We left behind our houses. We left behind our cars. We left behind our good jobs. Now we can't legally work. We left all that behind. We left behind beloved ones that got killed. But we have Jesus. Jesus is enough. And I believe that's the stamp of a warrior. When we realize that Jesus is enough. And that would be my question to all of us this morning. Is Jesus enough? It says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Are you a warrior? Are you sold out for Jesus? Do you love him enough to follow him into battle? Do you love him enough to take risks? In whatever circumstances of your life, is Jesus sufficient? A friend of mine just lost his wife of some 40 years to pancreatic cancer. Is Jesus enough? A Mexican pastor that I work with just lost his daughter-in-law of 35 years, who has mother of four children, to cancer. And he wrote to me, said, La gracia del Señor ha sido abundante. The grace of God has been abundant. Jesus is enough. Is Jesus enough when you lose a child to suicide? I was up in Cross Lake in March, mid-March, after the call for help went national from that community. I went up there with a small team from Winnipeg. We were in the store, and we had bought a coffee, myself and a couple other ladies, and we were seated at a table. And this lady came in, and she was weeping, from somebody from Cross Lake. She was weeping, and she sat down at the table, and I thought, she knows the other ladies, because I don't know her. She must know the other ladies. But it turned out she didn't know anybody. She just recognized that God was with us, that peace was with us. And she sat down at our table and she said, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. She said, my daughter took her life in January. My daughter took her life. And if I would have been there, if I would have been home, if I would have gone sooner, if I this, if I that, if I the other thing. Of course, that's the way the enemy comes in, right? And we said, you need Jesus. Jesus is enough. You need Jesus. And there at the table, she gave her life to Jesus. And then her whole semblance changed. Her face changed. Her face shone. She had this smile. And you could see that Jesus was enough. And she said, I've got the Lord. I've got the Lord. And then she looked at us and she said, who can drive me home? Who has a car? Because I want to tell my family that I've got the Lord. And somebody drove her home and they said all the way home she was saying, I've got the Lord. I've got the Lord. I've got the Lord. I lost my daughter, but I've got the Lord. Jesus is enough. A real warrior. Is Jesus enough if your home burns down and you lose all your possessions? And we think about the people from Fort Mac. Is Jesus enough? Is Jesus enough if you are threatened with death if you don't deny your faith? I listen to testimonies. ISIS would come in and threaten the fathers, the men. Deny Jesus Christ or we will kill you. And they said, we cannot deny the Lord. And they were killed in front of their families. Then ISIS changed their techniques. And they would come in and they would say, deny Jesus Christ or I will kill your family in front of you. And some of the men And God understands. God understands. Some of the men did deny and said they would be Muslim. What would you do? What would you do? Don't judge. What would you do? And God understands and God knows. And then ISIS changed their techniques one more time. And they came in and they said to the children in front of the parents, deny your faith in Jesus or we will kill you. And the kids said, how could I ever deny my beautiful Jesus? And many were killed in front of their parents. Is Jesus enough? He's got to be enough. He's got to be enough. Is Jesus enough if your spouse walks out on you for another partner? Is Jesus enough if you lose your job and your business goes down the hill? Is Jesus enough when your car is stolen 3 times in 3 months, like my friend's car was stolen? Not the same car. They never appeared again. 3 times in 3 months, car stolen. And she said, Elsie, I need to pray. And she went into her bedroom. When she came out about an hour later, she said, God is good. God is good. Jesus is enough. Romans 8 says, in all these things, we're more than conquerors. More than conquerors. More than a conqueror doesn't just win the war. They get to take home the spoils of war. And I tell you, folk, the tide is changing. The tide is changing. The enemy has gone after our children, trying to pull our children into the world, trying to deceive our children. I tell you, the tide has changed. And the kids are coming back to Jesus. I see it in my own family. I see amazing things happening. The tide is changing. The tide is changing. The tide is changing. I see men, husbands that wives have been praying for salvation for a long time. The tide is changing. Men are getting saved. Men are being baptized. Men are coming into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is advancing. And whether you are married or single, divorced or widowed, a mother or not a mother, Jesus wants to be more than enough in your life. One of his other names is Jehovah El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Another way that is described, the many-breasted one, the one that is a mother to us, that has many breasts so that he can nurture us. So it doesn't matter what your need is in that moment. He is all sufficient to meet your need. So what happens when life gets hard? Do we get angry? Do we turn our back on God? Do we stop attending church? Do we stop believing? I know some people that's happened to. But Jesus is saying, I'm raising up warriors. I'm raising up warrior men. I'm raising up warrior women. I'm raising up people for whom I will be more than enough. So then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God is calling his warrior women to rise up. A warrior is a woman who stands strong despite the enemy's efforts to destroy her. She declares victory because she knows the Lord is her strength. She is undefeatable. I want you ladies to say that. I am undefeatable. I am undefeatable. I want you to say that again. I am undefeatable. I am undefeatable. Because you're a superwoman? No. Because you are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. No weapon formed against you can prosper. The Bible says that. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Devil, you can't kill me. You can't stop me. You can't depress me. You can't discourage me. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Satan, I give you no place in my life. I am anointed and appointed for this hour. I am in the kingdom for such a time as this. I am the daughter of the warrior king. He lives in me. He lives through me. I am dangerous. I want you to say that. I am dangerous. Would you please stand with me? Father, I thank you for every person that is here today. Every young person, every middle-aged person, every elderly person. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. I thank you, you are Lord Sabaoth. You're the Lord of the armies of heaven. And you want us to join your army. And Lord, you're just saying, I am enough. Try me and you will see, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. And the Lord is just saying right now to each one of you, dear ones, try me. I am enough. Draw close to me. I am enough. I will strengthen you. I will hold you by your right hand. I will lead you. I will cover your back. I will go before you. I will hedge you in with my presence. I will lead you into battle. I will give you victory. I will lead you into victory because I don't lose. I'm the Lord of the armies of heaven. And I'm inviting you this morning. The Lord says just to rise up. Rise up. Test me and see. Test me and see that I am enough. Check me out. Check me out. Test me and see that I am enough. I want to be everything to you. I want to be everything to you. Lord, your word says, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, and all your might. Lord Jesus, we need more of you. We just need more of you. We love you, Lord. Just say, Jesus, fill me up right now. Fill me up right now. Fill me up. Fill me up. Spirit of the living God, just fill me up. Fill me up, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your might. I declare I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Just say that out loud. I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Satan, watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Lord, I bless these dear ones. And Lord, I especially bless your women here today. I thank you, Lord, that you are indeed calling your women to rise up and to be strong. And not just to be strong on the defensive, but to be strong on the offensive. And to take the word of God and to take this weapon that you have given us and use it to tear down every stronghold that the enemy has come against our families, against our community, against our marriages with. We just stand and we will declare your word, Lord. And Lord, we will be obedient to you. Because Father, we don't want to be wimpy. We want to be dangerous. We want to be dangerous for you, Lord. Dangerous. Dangerous for you. Lord, bless these dear ones. Bless these precious people. We pray this morning. In Jesus' name, may they be honored today. May they be honored by their children. May they be honored by their husbands. May they be honored by their parents. May they be honored today, Lord. May they be honored because you honor them. Thanks, Father. In Jesus' name. Thanks, Lord. Thanks, Lord. I didn't talk to your team, but I know you love to pray. Would that be cool? Would that be cool? I ended early. That's a miracle. We can just put some music on. So unless, I don't know how you guys, I don't know. Do you want to just do some guitar stuff or? Yes, that sounds cool. And I just want to open the altars up if you want prayer. Maybe you need prayer for healing. Maybe you need prayer for your family. We've got an awesome prayer team here, and I'll join them. And God bless you. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome day. You're mighty warriors. Anybody that gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to clean up vomit after their child is a warrior. God bless you. And so you're welcome. Gang, would you just come and stand across the platform here? And we just invite you to be, don't be shy. If you need prayer, want prayer. And before, is there anybody here this morning that would like to know this Jesus? Is there anybody here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Savior? You don't know Jesus as this beautiful Jesus. You don't know the one that's more than enough. If you would like to know him this morning, I invite you to come and just tell one of these young people or tell myself, I want to invite Jesus into my heart. God bless you.